Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. Do you ever experience moments when you doubt yourself in marriage? You might hide the self-doubt behind prodding and poking and blaming your queen, and by blaming I mean placing the responsibility on her shoulders, what she should, could, would be doing differently that would transform the marriage. Very often we do that. We project blame to distance ourselves from the uncomfortable reality of we doubt ourselves. Do you ever doubt whether you will be able to transform this marriage? Do you ever doubt yourself being capable of creating a marriage that you're going to be proud of, where you'll feel radically alive, your queen will feel radically alive, and like you'll do the true version of living happily ever after? Do you ever doubt yourself being able to get through it? Just to get through it. Do you ever doubt your capacity as a man, your emotional, psychological maturity, your competence? In a room of 10,000 men, I'd want to be seeing a lot of hands up. Because self-doubt is a part of this profoundly sick society in many ways. I'm not going to jump into that big ocean there of the profoundly sick society, but it has become almost an inherent part. And it's very important as men to be able to point to our self-doubt and be okay with that, going, yeah, there is self-doubt. The leadership role of being a husband and / father, a leader of your tribe, of your family unit, it is simultaneously the most rewarding leadership position on the planet. It is also, and I don't listen to any arguments against this point, that it is the single most important leadership position on the planet, and it is also the most challenging leadership position on the planet. Self-doubt is going to be a part of this process, of this journey. If you're pretending you don't have self-doubt, yet you're listening into this podcast, you're trying to cod yourself. If you're in my presence, you won't do a very good job of it for more than a nanosecond. You know, and any man that gets into this work and gets real soon comes to know that there's this universal nature of, as men, we doubt ourselves. There is a part of us that really doubts ourselves. So assuming that there's some part of you is coming into connection with that, and hey, self-doubt can really collapse your capacity to be coming strong and powerful from your core. You know, definitely guys will have that experience where, wow, you know, like one comment from your queen, one look, one argument, you know, she shuts you down in your attempts to, you know, get something going sexually. You'll feel that within a moment, there's almost no other human on the planet that has such a grip on your core as a man, a grip on your capacity to feel good in yourself. So self-doubt is definitely there in the background. And until you find some way to really go beyond the self-doubt and re-find your core independent of the self-doubt, almost like the self-doubt can be one part, but you build the epic resilient core to the point at which, hey, the self-doubt, it comes and goes, but it never knocks you off your path. That's what you're really wanting to do. It's like self-doubt, imposter syndrome. It's not that you want to get rid of it. You just want to have it radically minimize in its influence over you to the point at which it has zero influence over you. It pops up every now and then, you notice it, but you get the fuck on being a powerful badass king for yourself, first and foremost, for your queen, for your kids, for the next seven generations. And this episode is here to support you, get radical clarity on how to go at that. The good news in all of this is I am going to be speaking to six dormant superpowers every man has but rarely uses. They are dormant superpowers. You don't have to do a PhD for 5 years to learn these superpowers. They're there. Every single one of you listening in have these superpowers, but they are lying dormant or predominantly dormant or just not fully revealed yet. Again, there can be a spectrum of, there are definitely going to be a spectrum of inner world experiences, but good news is they're dormant, they're there. You don't have to go out and buy money or buy them. You don't have to do anything. You just need to settle with it and remember them, reconnect with them, revitalize them, rejuvenate them, bring them back out front and center. Let's jump in. The first predominantly dormant or absolutely dormant superpower is clarity. What do you want? I want to keep bringing this to you guys. It's like desire. Second part of our pillars, masculine leadership pillars, is progress. Leading the conversations. Progress is defined as leading the conversations and the system set up required to manifest your family's expanding vision. But what if you don't have a vision? Having clarity is of epic importance. And it is a superpower and it is there, but we need to bring it back out. Most of our struggle in modern life is that there's this information overload. We're being bombarded by data from all angles, from social media, mass media, TV, radio, you know, advertising. There's this phenomenal bombardment of our nervous system with these external stimuli. Quite literally, like never before in humanity. So if you want to go, let's go with a jigsaw puzzle. And I spoke to these six superpowers, I think it was about 3 years ago on the podcast, but I really want to bring them back out and give a new, juicier context to them. Think of the jigsaw metaphor. Think about nearly, I assume every single one of you have done some jigsaws in your life. And well, like, what is the first thing that you do? You know, you scatter the pieces out, and then, so on the table, there's chaos. So all the pieces are down, and you might pop them up so you can see the pieces, but it's total chaos. Your nervous system can't make any sense of that, and it would be exceptionally hard to do without what? Take a look at the cover of the box. That's where the image is. And from having that image to work on, you're like, okay. And then you start taking the chaos and bringing order to it. Oh, well, there's the blue of the sky. And oh, hold on, there's the grey sort of grey white of the mountain that's in the center. And then there's the lush alpine meadow green and super colors because there's flowers. And then you break them up into three categories, and then there's little nuance bit to the side. And you've all done jigsaws, you know, it's the image on the jigsaw box that brings a level of certainty. It gives hope. It gives you a vision to work towards, and hence your nervous system can then attach meaning to every single piece over time and put it all together. Now, life isn't like making a jigsaw on one sense, because if you want to say on a daily basis, there could be like 10 million jigsaw pieces being flung at your nervous system from mass media, stimuli, all of that stuff, marketing, you're going through the streets, there's details, details, information everywhere being bombed at you, whether you're aware of it or not, tons, like thousands, millions of stimuli in your family life. Every need, school needs of kids, sporting needs of kids, they're doing to that club, that new society, you have the parent-teacher meeting, your queen comes in, her work needs, her fitness needs, her spiritual needs, her needs to get off to the beautician, to the your needs, the dog's needs, the needs of the the maintenance of the house, the DIY, the car needs servicing, man, you know, in-laws, the outlaws, you know it, we know this game, it's like, there's so many pieces, millions of pieces being bombed at you. Now, that chaos is the chaos that freezes us in life. All of these pieces, and it's like we're just trying to get through to Friday. It's like just trying to get through to the end of the day. And hence, marriages fall apart over time because all of these pieces that are being bombed at your nervous system, they just keep stacking up and it becomes overwhelming. And you just tick whatever boxes you can, but there's always this background level of overwhelm, of a sense of, you're just not feeling fulfilled because you're doing all of these things and all of this stuff is being bombed at you and you're actually doing an extraordinary job to even get through to Friday and tick all the boxes that you do. But the vast majority of men are not feeling alive and queens are not feeling alive because why? All of the stimuli, 10 million jigsaw pieces fucked at you per day and you put together whatever couple of pieces together that feel meaningful and you just scramble to do that. Now, what is needed and what is medicine to the soul, to the masculine soul, is in the midst of 10, 20, 100 million jigsaw pieces being thrown at your nervous system every single day, when you have the jigsaw box top, you have that image, and you have an image in your mind of the ideal married life, what you want the most. Your nervous system is then empowered with, okay, there's an ocean of jigsaw pieces, bits of information being chucked at me. But when you have a really clear vision of what you want, your nervous system can discern with amazing accuracy. Don't need that. Don't need that. It just will stop noticing the stuff that does not play a part towards that goal. And we'll start really being able to discern, oh, that piece is of use. That worked. We're going to talk about this clarity is the radical foundation that all the other five superpowers are required to have, first and foremost. You will tap into the massive atomic bomb level, or a million times an atomic bomb of spiritual power that is lying dormant in you. You will unlock all the other five by unlocking clarity first. So journal it, reflect upon it. What do you want? Get clear in that. Start obsessing. What do you want? What do I want? You know, like, what would make me feel alive? What's the ideal marriage? What's the ideal communication? And write it down in your words. Emotionalize it. Have it written down and have like a one-page summary of your ideal marriage, all pointing to the positive, already manifested elements of it. Oh, I want a marriage where there's less arguments. No, I want a marriage where conversation and connection is beautiful in all times we speak together. I want, you know, our sex life to be red hot, regular, and we both can feel amazing and passionate during it. I want to feel radically alive, my queen radically alive. We're doing stuff together and we're doing things to the side that are deeply meaningful to us, that fill us up with joy. I want her, you know, blah, 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 blah. Get that jigsaw box piece, image that fuels your nervous system to be able to make radical sense out of the chaos and attach meaning to every single piece, and you will find that your nervous system will get rid of 90% of the overwhelm, and you'll have an immense sense of hope and trust moving forward. Let's go to concentration. So assume that you've got clarity ticked. Your nervous system now has this image, this vision to go to. Concentration is your capacity to place your awareness on one topic and leave it and have it remain there. Within Heroic Husbands, we use presence. The definition of presence is having unwavering focus on the person you're with or the task you're on to full completion. It's the essence. The essence of presence in that definition is concentration, unwavering focus. Placing your awareness on one topic and being fully with that. This is a superpower that we all had as kids. All of these superpowers, you all embodied them to perfection as kids. This profoundly sick society fucked us over so much to the point at which we forgot we had these powers. Look at kids. And again, not the kids that have had digital devices chucked at their nervous systems, these addiction creating devices that, you know, when you put those devices into your kids' hands too early, and man, there should be laws against it. Like, you know, there should be such a social stigma as having your young child with a smartphone, not a very smart thing at all, in their hands, in the restaurant, in town. There should be such a social stigma attached to that it would be like, can you imagine seeing a family go by and there's a two-year-old with a cigarette in its mouth? Like, they're literally smoking. Like, there would be shock and horror and dismay. And hey, just as detrimental for your child's psychological and, I would say, emotional, spiritual, even physical health, these smartphones. It's like, it's astounding. Anyway, in our natural state, we are astoundingly able to concentrate. We did that as kids. We would get lost into an activity, experience peak flow levels of concentration on whatever it is that we were doing. One of the most powerful trainings to bring concentration back online is meditation. I have, within the Heroic Husbands training and community platform, specifically designed meditations that brings your awareness into stillness, sight, shape, state, story, the inner world bodily experience. There's a lot of meditations out there that definitely, guys, whether it's interpretation or misinterpretation, they go for this idea that meditation is like the essence of meditation. What you're trying to do is stop thinking. That can be a byproduct of practicing meditation, training in meditation. You slow down, and I do enjoy times when, hey, I can sit there and wow, there's just no thoughts coming up, or relatively, there's very few. But that's not what you're trying to get. You're learning to understand your mind and ultimately build a muscle inside of yourself where you can place your awareness on whatever is happening in your nervous system in any given moment and be there. It's the process of coming to know your mind again and become at home with everything, non-judgmentally, to be able to be non-judgmentally sitting with your own mind, placing your awareness on your own mind, the appearances of your mind, the thoughts, the emotions, the physical sensations, and be at one with that. That is a super powerful training in concentration. Very, very few husbands in modern life are able to sit with themselves for 5 minutes in the beginning, sit with themselves for 10, 15 minutes without doing something, without being on YouTube, without, you know, doing an activity, just being. Ancient times, men were out, they were on the land, they were hunting, they were in nature. They would sit together in circle, and silence and stillness was a nourishment that was integrated within the fabric of our social structures. It's very much lost, and thus we're going to the opposite side of it. So concentration, meditating every day, get into nature, sitting with yourself. It's a supreme superpower to bring back online. So they're stacking one on top of the other. I'm feeling excitement. You guys are going to be tapping into these superpowers. There's clarity coming back online, concentration coming back online, your capacity to concentrate, to be with yourself. And thus, if you can be with yourself, you can be with any topic on the outside without shunting off, going off track. Now, these two powers by themselves, you're not going to change anything. You're not going to eradicate or go beyond self-doubt in marriage. No, sir. Clarity is one thing, but clarity not acted upon with the capacity to concentrate is useless. But what does concentration need? Concentration needs superpower, dormant superpower, coming back alive in you as we speak. Concentration relies upon consistency. Because you can concentrate for 30 minutes and create an epic conversation with your queen where she feels seen, heard and safe. You can concentrate in playing with your children and hey, they feel amazing, and you can concentrate in being with yourself. But what about consistency? Once off concentration, pockets of concentration, it will actually irritate your queen and kids. It's like, wow, he was so concentrated, so focused with me. And then he just dropped the task completely and we had to wait another 3 months, or we had to wait till he was on holidays, or he does it on holidays, we have to wait for 6 months till the next holidays when he'll actually by day 4 of the holidays be a bit more concentrated. No, sir, consistency, another superpower. So clarity multiplied by concentration needs to be multiplied by consistency. The core of consistency, the superpower in it, is noticing rituals. Again, it stacks. When you have clarity of vision, you will start naturally paying attention to what works. Because why? You have a vision that you're going towards in marriage. You're excited. You're on course. And if you're not on course, you want to be on course. Everything is mapping you out from point A to point B, and you want to get there as fast as possible. So you're paying attention to what works and what doesn't work. Rituals are what are proven to work. Literally, the word ritual comes from ritu, which is ritu means, literally speaking, it's that which is proven to work. So every man will have things that on a once-off, one or a couple of times, it's like, oh, that works. When I speak like that with my queen, when I really listen, that works. When I take time with my kids without my digital device, I'm fully with them, that works. When I do that in bed, that tends to work. When I actually set the scene and arrange things for date night, really practicing, that works. You'll have tons of data. Now, rituals by themselves are pretty untapped power until you transform rituals into habits. Rituals can remain rituals. They're super powerful, but if you don't notice the inherent power in them and create habits around them, habits are things that happen every day, or it could be date night, the habit of date night, you know, every 2 weeks, every week, every whatever it is. Like, you set habits, you notice what works and you set habits, you lock them in to your nervous system, you lock them into the ecosystem of what's happening in your family life. Consistency. Concentrating, doing something that works. Okay, that's a ritual, that worked, and you get excited. Why are you getting excited? Because you've clarity. I am moving, you know, I'm slowing down to speed up. You're not going to transform your marriage in a day, maybe not in a week, but hey, over time. Clarity multiplied by concentration multiplied by now the third superpower, dormant superpower coming back to life, consistency. Form habits in everything that you notice is works. If it works two or more times, hey, form a habit of it, lock it in and hack the rest away. Clarity multiplied by concentration multiplied by consistency. Hey, self-doubt is retreating to the background of your reality, guys. You're in the driving seat now. But clarity multiplied by concentration multiplied by consistency, and yes, I am going to repeat them to lock them into your nervous system, they all fall flat. They are but a house of cards without courage. What's courage pointing to? Courage is pointing to energy, emotion. Okay, courage might be technically one emotion, but let's... It's one of the most powerful emotional forces in the human experience. Courage is what we rely upon when we don't know the outcome. I was having an amazing coaching conversation. One of the guys who has been in the Heroic Husbands movement for, I'm forgetting exactly, could be 9-10 months, doing amazing work, came in with pretty much no hope. It was like his wife had tapped on marriage, like, I'm not in love with you anymore, that's it. Like, going gung-ho for separation, divorce. This man has, like, created a miraculous transformation. So his queen is sort of, she's like, sort of back on. She's not going gung-ho, divorce and separation, but there's still this part. It's like, yeah, I love you. But God, she just doesn't know. She can't find that magical attraction piece to go, yeah, I love you, but I'm good. Let's do forever after together again. So he reached out to me, like, beyond the community platform, the training platform. He's like, hey, Mark, a few coaching sessions. I'd really love to do this. And in coaching session number one, the main superpower that I was supporting this man unlock was what I call the tree climbing archetype. It's courage embodied. And why I call it the tree climbing archetype, touch base, guys, with yourselves. The tree climbing archetype. Did you climb trees when you were younger? And maybe it's not climbing trees. Maybe you did crazy shit on a BMX, you did, or a skateboard, or you went in these adventures out in the countryside, or in the, if you lived in towns or cities, you did crazy stuff where you did adventures by yourself or with friends. Very often we do these things with friends where you didn't have an element at one point in your life, early days, you didn't have like an off switch. You didn't have, you did what seemed, now looking back, crazy and wild stuff. But at the time there was an exhilaration. I'm going to focus on the tree climbing. The tree climbing archetype definitely worked for this guy I was coaching. Like, he teared up. He was like, immediately a memory came back. He's like, oh, Mark, I used to climb my grandmother's tree. I remember that. I'd go to, all the way to the very top. And then there was a poignant moment. It's like, then at some point along the lines, I came to fear heights. I came to fear falling. And I stopped. But this is the thing. It was like both beautiful and poignant at the same time. But we have this. There's no point staying around the poignancy. We were all bombarded with fear-inducing stimuli and told that we were too much or too little. So we ended up playing a really small game to fit in when we were younger. And hey, the continuation of that is what creates issues in marriage. But we're not here to talk about the dysfunction. We're talking about reclaiming your superpower inside. Courage is a superpower. It's where you don't have any certainty about whether you're going to get to the top of the tree. But when you're in the tree climbing archetype and you're embodying courage, you're not giving a fuck about the outcome. It's the exhilaration of, I'm just going to go. I'm going to go 10 out of 10 all in. That's how I do it. Why? Because it's just such a fun way, a wild way, an exhilarating way, a fulfilling way. There's so much freedom in it. I'm just going to do it, man. I don't care the far side of this conversation, whether my queen, like, does she like me? Does she not like me? I don't care. I'm just going to have the courage in your sex life, in communications, in, you make every day an adventure. You're like, I'm just going to be switched on. 10 out of 10 is how I'm going to live. That is what is needed in life. Like the tree climbing archetype, I think back, like, crazy shit that I was doing. I lived out in the countryside in Ireland. Tons of massive trees, ash trees, oak trees, horse chestnut were my favorite. Massive and super strong, big branches. But I'd go all the way to the top. And like, did I get stuck? Did I have hairy moments? Man, I didn't. Like, none of my nervous system was giving a crap. It was just was exhilaration. It was fun and free. And I consciously bring that back online. That's like a real sacred term for me. My tree climbing archetype. On the podcast, in my business, in my financial endeavors, with my queen, in my sex life, bring playfulness, that courage, in my marriage, every day. It's like I tap into the superpower, like bring this back on. And it's childlike. It's the type of energy that, you know, adult men frown upon. Oh, like, he's so goofy. Like, just like, he's so ridiculous. Like, what are you so happy for? You know, it's like, if you really want to upset people, be that super enthusiastic, happy, playful person that has wineless, that has a spark in their eye, that you come in and you love work. You speak about your queen. Like, if you want to fit in at a barbecue, give out about your queen and kids when they're not around. You know, you'll get all sort of support. You'll get, oh, it's like, yeah, same shit, different. You won't believe what she did the other day, man. And now you're having this pity party. If you don't want to fit in, you know, at the same barbecue, local meetup, bunch of dudes, you're having a couple of beers together, go, guys, my marriage, it's on fire. I am loving it so much, man. I had the week of my life. I had the day of my life the other day. It was like just so much fun with my kids, my wife. It's crazy, you know, but I love every single second of it. And hey, she's giving me shit. She put divorce to, you know, like, tell them the story. It's like, oh, she tried to divorce me there. And like, I'm just coming alive. I'm radically alive. I'm loving every single bit of it. Silence. Tumbleweed rolls by. Guy's nervous system around you. They don't know what to make of you. Because why? The grumpy, hard, sad, judgmental, same shit, different day, life's a bitch, then you marry one sort of attitude is what, you know, helps you fit in with the vast majority of men. Because men have lost connection with this soulful center of them, that life is supposed to be fun. You've got that. Courage. The tree climbing archetype. Bring that superpower back online. But that won't be enough in and of itself. Clarity multiplied by concentration, multiplied by consistency, multiplied by courage. Super powerful. But there is a fifth superpower that is dormant within the vast majority of you. If you're listening into this podcast, you're really trying to tap into this next one by listening to the podcast. And it is competency. Because you can have all the other superpowers online, all the courage, the consistency, you're doing it, you're concentrating, and you've got clarity. But hey, if you're not competent, it's not going to come off. I can have all the clarity that I want to be like a world-class piano player. I can concentrate. I can ding, like, do whatever. I don't play the piano, so it's a good one for me. Like, clarity. I want to be world class at it. I can concentrate. I can consistently do like an hour every day on the piano, and I can have the courage. Dun 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 dun. Like, whatever. But if I don't have competency, I'm not going anywhere. It will collapse the entire system if I don't work on competency. And this is where ego comes in very much. Like, you know, it's like it takes humility to go, I don't have the competency. But I would really encourage you to bring it back to black and white terms. Is creating the results in your life that you would like to have show up on any terms relies upon competency. It's a skill set. You know, if you're continually arguing, you're lacking the skill set of conscious communication. If you go into shutdown, if you go into a bubble, if you go into, you dissociate, if you lash out emotionally with your queen, with your kids, is, hey, you want a good result in that? That's the skill set of emotional self-regulation. It's a skill set. Everything is a learnable task. Every single human, like, you will find humans that create on a daily basis astoundingly beautiful, amazing success in an area of life that you have yet to nail. They learned. They have a skill set that you have yet to learn. It's growth mindset. Oh, I haven't mastered that yet. The word yet opens you up into the infinite realms of possibility. There's no need for, you know, inner critic that takes us down, for self-doubt that takes us down. There's no need for that. Learn the task. See it as a skill set that you have yet to master and go about learning it. That's why I've set up Heroic Husbands training, practice and community platform. To get the training. If we've lost these superpowers, if we, you know, it's to reclaim and learn the skill set. What are the highest leverage things? You will notice a lot of things by yourself. The rituals that I was talking about in consistency. Rituals, you pay attention. Oh, that works. I'll repeat that. And yet, you know, lean in. Get the specific trainings. Get the nuanced clear black and white things. This works, that doesn't. And then you train yourself and you make radical steps and leaps in your competency levels. Man, life just gets easier. I'm all on for, you know, being the mountain in the storm. But what helps me be the mountain in the storm is I am incessantly upskilling my capacity to be fine and grounded and have radical confidence in myself. From marriage shit show 5.5-6 years ago to I can take anything on. And I'm a regular dude. Competency, skill set, obsessive learning on that is what helps you get through. And it's that growth mindset. I haven't got there yet. You have this radical self-esteem against, again, the self-doubt element. That's like inner critic. It's like what takes you down. It's like you haven't got there yet. Oh, I'm useless at communication. Oh, I'm crap at doing emotions. I just don't do them. It's like, no, stop telling yourself a story like that. You haven't got there yet. You'll get there. You just got to learn it. And then take a winning or learning attitude in competency. Again, self-doubt will want to perpetuate itself. You bring on the winning or learning attitude. You're just going to have plenty of times when you screw up. Even like, you know, there's no learning experience that does not involve a ton of screw up. You're going to screw up 10 million times on the piano, but at some point over time, you're going to be nailing Beethoven, Mozart if you just, hey, practice what? Clarity times concentration times consistency times courage. This is a learning program. Bringing these superpowers back in line. So competency is a superpower. And where it is a superpower, some guys will say, yeah, but I'm not competent in that, so you can't call that a superpower. Well, I would encourage you, like when I coach guys one-on-one, and if guys have a real deep self-doubt, a real deep lack of self-esteem or lack of confidence in their own capacity to do something, I will get them to reflect upon, well, where have you succeeded before, man? You know, where did you meet a challenge in life? Inner world, outer world challenge. All challenges are inner world challenges. And where, when did you find the courage? When did you upskill and learn? Even if you didn't know what to do initially, where did you learn and get creative to find a solution to go beyond a certain obstacle? And it can be slow in the beginning, and then inevitably every single guy with a bit of prompting from the outside, sometimes like guys come alive and go, well, actually I leaned in on competency. I learned competency when I lost my job and I had to upskill and I got the new job. I felt really good, and I didn't have competency when I, you know, was ending school, but hey, I reached out, I got the course that I really wanted, and yeah, I just really went at it and I upgraded my competency. You know, it's like competency, it's like, oh, I didn't have competency, but hey, Mark, you know, 2 years ago, you know, I was overweight and I didn't know what to do, and I reached out, I got this fitness instructor, started doing whatever thing, got this training, and hey, look at me now. You know, there are victories that you've had when you didn't have the competency, but you leaned in. And reflecting upon and building this repertoire, this like filing cabinet of competencies that you have developed, it unlocks your overall feeling that you're competent. You are a competent man. You know, self-doubt, inner critic, in marriage, it's really the ultimate enemy that we have to overcome, because it's the thing that pulls the plug. It pulls the plug on courage. It pulls the plug on why would I bother consistently doing it? I'm inevitably going to fail. It pulls the plug on bothering concentrating, and it pulls the plug on bothering with clarity. But, you know, build your muscle. You are a competent man. You've got this far. Life is an astounding challenge. So if you've got this far, you're a competent man. A competent man reaches out. He goes on a podcast. He goes, hey, I'm going to seek a solution. If I've got a problem here, I'm going to seek a solution. That's a competent man. Tons of incompetent men won't bother to read a book, won't bother to check Spotify, Apple, iTunes for a podcast. Incompetent. You are a competent man. Behaviorally, I know it by you. If you're listening into this, that's competence. You are practicing competence and building competence. But the fact that you're listening in, you might not yet have the levels of competence necessary to master marriage, but you are embodying competence. A competent man learns. So build that competency in you. Unleash that power where you can look in the mirror and go, you are a competent man. And from that self-esteem of identifying your competency as a man from so many different victories that you have created, that means you are a competent man, you can then have the foundation under your feet to paradoxically go, well, I haven't yet reached full competency or anything near it in deep intimate relating with my queen, in conversations, in the art of creating red hot sexual passionate desire over the long term in marriage, in my parenting, etc., etc. You will have the foundation to grow into new levels of competency. It's a beautiful journey. It's a beautiful journey, but beating ourselves up just doesn't work. So clarity times concentration times consistency times courage times competency. There's one other superpower that if you don't lean into it, it can really risk to collapse all the others. The six superpowers together work in tandem. Together embodied and brought into life, they will leave you unfucking stoppable. Unstoppable. And the final one is cooperation. Din, din, din. Oh God, he didn't say the cooperation word. Me having to rely upon, connect in with other human beings. I'm a lone wolf. I can have clarity by myself. I can concentrate. I can do that by myself. I'm liking this thus far. Consistency, I can consistently do it by myself. Courage, hey, that's an inner job. That's one person job. Competency, I learn from the podcast. I don't need support. So you can potentially build a story of lone wolfing in the first five. Number six, cooperation. God. God damn it, he didn't bring the cooperation bullshit to me. Come by, yeah, bullshit. I'm a warrior. I'm a real man. Real men do shit alone. Oh yeah, how long I live behind that bullshit. Oh man, cooperation is the juice. Cooperation, men that come in, we're about 21, we're going on 2 years. I think it's coming up on 2 years of heroic husbands. Initially the men's circles, now the amazing community platform, the training platform. It's like already just in its infancy, it's off the charts. The reports I'm hearing back, the excitement guys are having, coming together, cooperating. We're social beings. Again, as I stated at the outset of this, you know, the challenge of leading your family in modern life, it's the most important challenge. It's the most important leadership role. It's the most rewarding leadership role, but it's the most challenging leadership role. Doing it alone without any support of other men, it's just not advisable. You know, great leaders have all kings have a king's council. Great performers, they have support, they cooperate. There's not going to be one person that's on an Olympic podium that does not have a team that they cooperate with, that they rely upon. They rely upon with their health, with their fitness, with their psychology, with their capacity to become unstoppable. It's all about cooperation. There was research done, and it's stupendously brilliant. It's all about cooperation, and it was being done by somebody within Stanford University. Don't have the name of the person, but anyway, it was like this research into leadership and how teams, great teams, cooperate together. And the researcher devised this super complex task, or a simple task if you want to say in some ways. It was to build the tallest possible structure from 20 pieces of uncooked spaghetti, 1 yard of transparent tape, 1 yard of string, and one standard marshmallow. And the only caveat was the marshmallow had to be on top. The stunning thing was, and they've done this again and again throughout the world, using teams of CEOs together, teams of business leaders, lawyers, high-end professional, like super sharp thinkers, high-end badass people in the world doing, like, leading and creating epic shit in the world, and bunches of kindergartners. Kids at play school. Who absolutely hammered the shit out of the world competition? The kindergartners. It's wonderful. Why? Because they so perfectly cooperate together. There's no hierarchy. They're not getting caught in their heads. They don't have any imposter syndrome. They don't have any self-doubt. They don't have any of that. They just go to work. They could build it on average. The kindergartners throughout the world, multiple different studies, on average, they could build a structure that would be 26 inches tall. I think the teams of CEOs came second, on average, about 21 or 22 inches tall. Then it just slided down, like top-end lawyers, lawyers for a CEO, excuse me if you're a lawyer, but I think it was something like 12 inches. All the adult teams struggled in comparison to the simple-minded kindergartners. That's not a term I use, that's an American term, play schoolers. Kindergartner, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's an amazing thing. Why cooperation? Natural, open-hearted, human cooperation. A nervous system that has yet to learn that I need to figure this by myself. Has yet to be put through the entire educational system that brings you into an individual unit. I figure this by myself. And denies you the wonderful, life-giving, inspiring power of cooperation is an intrinsic part of being a human being. All indigenous tribes, their whole social structures were mapped around cooperation was the highest value. Modern life, individualism is the highest value. And we suffer massive repercussions, negative consequences in marriage, in all our lives because of a lack of cooperation. So cooperation, if it was the highest value in all indigenous tribes and cultures going back, good idea to bring that dormant superpower back on. In this, like, cooperation, well, cooperation within Heroic Husbands in the training and community platform. Guys come in and there's not one guy that comes in going, yeah, you know, I'm going to come in with a bunch of new guys. This is going to be awesome. Maybe some guys do, but most guys, like myself, going into men's work first, it's like there's a horrible term I was about to say. It's like most guys would rather eat a ball of their own shit than come into a bunch of dudes. And yet, man, within one call, within, you know, like just the culture, all of a sudden you realize, wow, cooperating together, this is a wonderful thing. And then you realize the universality of, you know, It's wonderful to gain clarity and share that clarity with other brothers, the accountability partners, the concentration. We work with meditation, consistency. It's all about consistency. We map out the missions, the quarter missions and your bespoke mission and your lead measures, the consistency, habits, and you get the support. You have an accountability partner. Competency, the whole thing. It's about competency and courage. Hey, we drill courage. Like, courage is probably the number one thing you get to work with me directly on the King's coaching calls. Guys are on fire. It's all built on cooperation. The willingness to just take like a couple of seconds and just go, hey, I'm gonna take a chance. The intake is gonna be coming up in a couple of months. The first intake, it was in there, they're up and going about 3 weeks or so. It's stunning to see the guys already transforming the way they are. But it's all built on cooperation. So I'd put that to you. Cooperation. If a part of you is like, yeah, I want a cooperation, but, you know, just timing zone, you want like immediate results, you want, you know, to create a transformation yesterday, not, you know, in a couple of months time, the path of least resistance and the highest level of cooperation, hey, the most intense level, bespoke, personalized around you, is the one-on-one coaching. So there's both options there. It's in the podcast description. One-on-one coaching, book the call. It's astoundingly powerful. It's the highest level of cooperation. You'd have me for 3 months, bespoke, with you, 10 sessions, tons of support via voice message, etc., etc., all the exercises and bespoke personalized attention to you. Super ridiculously high leverage cooperation in that. So there are options here within Heroic Husbands who are building this movement to be available to all men, no matter what the budget is. We like the community and training platform, super affordable. You'll need to wait for the intake, and that we're doing a few intakes throughout the year. One-on-one coaching, but all of it is astoundingly transforming, and it's all built on the superpower of cooperation. So, super powerful, amazing superheroes around the planet, I have so much immense love and honoring of you. Coming into landing, the 6 dormant superpowers in you, clarity. Build that jigsaw box cover, get that vision. Rear naked choke the complexity and the chaos of your everyday life and bring it down to razor sharp clarity. Multiply that by concentration, get meditating. Start building your muscle on a daily basis, being able to sit within yourself no matter what emotion, no matter what thoughts come up in your nervous system, be able to sit through that. That will bring back on concentration, that superpower. Consistency, notice, pay attention. What are the rituals, the things that work? Make habits of them. Courage, go all in. Don't fucking pretend just because you have a vision and you're able to concentrate and you're doing habits. Bring full juice to it. Bring the full high energy, high enthusiasm, tree climbing archetype. You're here because you're here to have fun. It's not about the outcome. You're here to have fun moment to moment to moment in the present moment. And hey, there's no more beautiful thing to guarantee that the epic results will come from that. Competency. Winning or learning, man. If you haven't got there, you haven't got there yet, but you will nail it. And reflect upon how competent you are as a man already. You just have a new area of your life to upgrade your skill set in. And finally, cooperation. The juiciest superpower, the most dormant superpower maybe in all of these aspects for modern men. We try to lone wolf. Within Heroic Husbands, we call BS. We call BS and lone wolfing. It does not work. The highest social value in great ancestral lineages of social structures that worked, indigenous tribes, cooperation was the highest value because it was the power of the society was 100% reliant upon that. Modern profoundly sick society, individuals, you know, individual focus, individual individuality. It's all about individuality, which I'm all for, but profound individuality, individual expression mixed with deep networks of profound supportive cooperative relationships with those around you, you will be unstoppable. This, I just love this topic. My deepest wish and desire for all of you is that you come to regain the unstoppable core inside of yourself, the radical confidence. I know myself when I look back on me of 6 years ago when it was like I was feeling lost. I was being savaged on the inside by self-doubt. My inner critic was taking a tap dance all over my soul. And yeah, I didn't have the spiritual balls or the clarity. I was blaming my queen. I was an asshole with my queen and my kids. And hey, my marriage was really, it just came to the cliff edge of like complete self-implosion. I want you to experience the levels of clarity and confidence and unfuckwithable courage and the smile on my face that I have, knowing there's no challenge in my marriage, there's no challenge in my sex life, there's no challenge in my parenting, there's no challenge in my inner world that I can't take on. I have that level. A lot done, more to do, but I want that for you. And there's nothing that is more attractive for your queen to have that level of trust that it's natural that she will feel trust. Your queen wants to love you. Like you want to elicit, she wants to elicit, your queen will feel complete when you are loving her and she feels your love. Men feel complete. Yes, you want to elicit and evoke love from your queen, but that isn't the superpower. That isn't your rocket fuel. Your rocket fuel is evoking a deep sense of trust from your queen. When your queen is trusting you, when your kids are trusting you, that's the gold standard. That's when you will feel most complete, most fulfilled, most freedom as a man. My queen trusts me. I mean, like, she trusts you. She looks at you. There's like, you are her mountain in the storm. You are the captain of the ship that doesn't matter what chaos is on the outside. She knows you've got things handled. There's nothing more beautiful to experience as a man. I want you to feel that level of confidence in yourself. Confidere with immense trust. And that level of confidence on your inside only comes from tapping into these dormant superpowers. They're within you. Just unleash. Reconnect with them, remember them, and revitalize your entire inner world and outer world by tapping into them. In perfect alignment with the mantra of this astoundingly beautiful movement. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.